Hi there, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg, the host of A Little Alternative. Now, recent fans of the show will know that the band of the month for April is The Vignettes, who are in the studio right now. Hello, The Vignettes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Hamish. I'm the guest of the singer and the front man of the band.
I'm Innes, and I'm the lead guitarist and harmonica player of the band.
Harmonica, brilliant.
Just a little bit of harmonica.
Tonight, you guys are opening for the Little Comets at the Oranmore in Glasgow. For people who have never seen you guys live before, what can they expect?
I guess we just like to put on a really good show, because we kind of feel that nowadays, because there's obviously like a music so readily available, there still needs to be some kind of draw to live performance, and we think that's by putting on a really good show. So we basically just like to give it our all.
Yeah, and theatrics, yeah. And clothes and posing.
Yeah, plenty of posing.
A lot of posing. Performance, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just everything that you would hear on the record, but turned up, exaggerated, higher highs and lower lows, in a way.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good description.
Hamish, you as a frontman, you mentioned their theatrics and performance, and seeing you guys open for Static Union at the Hug and Pint, that's one of the things that I really, really noticed. So comparing yourself, you know, now in the studio to yourself on stage, do you have to massively psych yourself up to go on, or?
I don't think so. I wouldn't say it's explicitly. There aren't sort of rituals or things I really need to do. It's kind of an alter ego, I suppose, in a way. It's a performance self. So I don't know, not too much. I guess I kind of, as soon as there's a group of people watching, it's kind of the natural instinct to go for performing and posing and, you know, all of this sort of stuff. No, I don't think there's any particular, there's nothing I particularly have to do. I think it just sort of, it's kind of what I do in those situations anyway, you know. It's just in front of a group of people.
Right, okay. Hamish, we were talking before Innes came in, because it was quite late.
Oh, yeah, apologies for that.
So, Hamish, we were talking about the gig tonight, and you were mentioning that as a support act, you're almost playing to a room more than you are the people in it, because there's people coming and going. Is that strange?
Yeah, I see where you come from. I think it's interesting. I think it will be interesting because it's a very dynamic situation. I think when you're the, you know, you're the main band, you are what everybody's come for, and everybody stops coming in and out, and everyone's standing still for you. I think when you're a support act in any capacity, it is a dynamic situation. Would you agree?
Yeah, very much so. I'd say it's kind of, you have to be prepared that maybe the majority of the audience might not already be in the room, but you still have to be sure that you give the people who are there the time that they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if there's two people or the place is full, you've got to still give it the same.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't get involved in showmanship to the same extent, but whenever we're in a situation when there's not many people in the room or there's people coming in and out, I always kind of liken it to basically practicing moves in front of the mirror, trying to look beyond, be aware of the people there, but looking beyond it as well, just to try and not get bogged down if there's only two people there, but just to think that, imagine that the room is full.
Yeah.
And that,
I suppose that's a really interesting way of putting it, is of have it like practicing in front of the mirror, but still giving your all, because at the end of the day, people are there to discover music, and they wouldn't be there if they didn't want to hear you. So yeah, you're also selling your sound as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, definitely. So yeah, it's one person is as valuable as everybody, you know, in terms
yeah
of
yeah, definitely.
You know, we'll give them the show.
That's the thing. We've had gigs where the place has been packed out, and the crowd hasn't always been up for it. And then we've had gigs where it's been quite a small turnout, but everybody's been up for it. So it's really, it completely comes down to how up for it the audience is as well, more than the actual quantity of people there.
Yes,
which
yeah,
is what we always try and focus on, getting them into that kind of good mood, getting the good vibes on the go.
Which I think is very important for a support band, really.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
About laying the groundworks for what's happening later in the evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, warming up the stage, warming up the people.
You mentioned a while ago songs. You've got a new one. It's called Jacqueline. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is it was one that we'd always wanted to record. It was always one that we felt the band gelled really well on, because it is quite a there is a kind of groove to it. Some of our songs are maybe more riff-based, whereas this one's very much, there's a kind of groove that everybody falls into. And it's always one we've used to kind of warm up as well, because it kind of gets everybody going, it gets everybody in a good mood. And we meant to record it for a long time, but the last time we were in the studio, we were like, right, we've really got to record this now, this is what we're going to focus on.
What is it about? What is it about in this? It's about...
In a way, it's kind of about these people that you see who flip from social situation to social situation.
Yes.
They're very kind of enigmatic in a way. You kind of want to find out more about them.
Yes, it's about all of that sort of stuff. It's about being at a party on a Friday night, and it's about all of the people there, and it's about the social situation and how it's changing. But Jacqueline is not an individual person. Jacqueline was never... Yeah, there's never a Jacqueline who inspired us to write this. Yeah. There is no muse.
No,
name's Jacqueline.
Yeah.
No, it's just a name we decided.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Like an amalgam, you might want to call it.
An amalgam, indeed. Yes. Yeah.
How did you guys get started as a band?
I was right back in September of 2015, actually. Hamish had a few people together to kind of form a band in his flat, and me and Hamish bumped into each other a few times at flat parties on Freshers Week at Strathclyde Uni, which we both attend.
Strathclyde.
Oh yeah. And I ended up the bassist of that band. We both came from the same town, from Fort William, and we knew of each other. We didn't exactly know each other, but she suggested that I come along. And from there, we kind of, people came in, people came out. But I remember the first time that I came into Hamish's living room, and I didn't know Hamish's name at the time, but I'd heard that the band was with a guy called Hamish, and I hadn't put two and two together. So I was waiting for this person called Hamish to come into the room, and when he did, we both looked at each other, and at the same time, we were like, "Oh, it's you." We were both aware of each other quite a few times before that.
It's interesting. It's you say it as though it was fate.
Oh,
serendipity is
written in the stars.
Written in the stars, exactly. And yeah, so we just went from there. We've changed. Me and Innes and the drummer Matt have kind of been we've always been in it from then. Yeah. But we've kind of changed. We've changed bassist a few times, and we've changed the lineup a bit.
Yeah, it's quite like we're a bit like Spinal Tap, but with bassists instead of drummers.
Yes, kind of, yes, exactly. Yeah, but they don't spontaneously combust.
Luckily, we've not had that yet.
Luckily, yeah. Well, we're still waiting, really.
But we've had Sean for about a year now, year and a half.
Yeah, and he's really pulled it all together.
Yeah, he's really
changed the dynamic and kind of had that dependability, I think.
Yeah,
combined with Matt's drumming, I think it's really great. We gelled together, I think, since then.
Definitely.
It's coming a long way.
Some of your songs are more groove-based, some of your songs are more riff-based. Is that due to different influences? And who were you guys listening to when you formed the band?
I think all of us have got quite sort of different tastes, but then there's a few overlaps, which is where we kind of really pull things together, and then our different tastes affect our individual parts. I'd say with Jacqueline in particular, there's quite a strong sense of... for me, the things I'm doing, I kind of look to things like the Stones, whereas I think there's quite a lot of Franz Ferdinand in that in it as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say so. Oh, yeah, a bit of Talking Heads on the guitar for me.
Yeah.
Springsteen.
Yeah, Springsteen as well, that's always...
Yeah.
But yeah, we've all got quite different influences, and quite a few of the songs are written in different ways. Like, we've got a couple of songs which we do just kind of jam out, but a lot of the songs, either Hamish or myself, have kind of come up with the music beforehand, and they're generally the most structured songs.
Yeah.
But there are a few where we do have kind of freak-out sections where people are able just to go a bit wild.
Yeah. Indeed.
And ultimately, where can listeners of A Little Alternative catch up with all things The Vignettes?
Well, on all of the social media platforms that exist.
Yeah, exactly, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We don't have a website, but Facebook is kind of probably the best place to go. Slowly getting into the Twitter and Instagram game.
Yes, Instagram, is gradually becoming part of our routine.
Still getting there with Twitter.
Yeah, it's
we're probably the most infrequent and late responders on Twitter ever, to be honest.
But. Yes, all other platforms, perfect for communication, will respond straight away. But Twitter, it's not been part of my identity.
Yeah, I have Twitter, but I still don't know how to use it myself.
I do think that it is actually the way we're going to start communicating. I think it's becoming the way of doing it.
Yeah, very much.
So we got to get on it, by the sense.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
God, this is making me just think, we've really got to get on it.
Finally, you've got a few more gigs lined up, but after that, is it just straight back into the studio and getting writing more stuff and getting it out there?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
At the end of May, we're going to do some stuff recording in Green Door Studios in Finiston, which will be cool. Just get some more music out, maybe looking to do a release sort of.
Yeah, definitely.
In summertime, we're looking for a summertime single, so that's where it's going for now.
But yeah, the studio's definitely on the radar. We always enjoy it when we're in there. And because we've got quite a kind of high turnover of songs at the moment, there's a lot coming in. And because we can only really do about half our set each time, there's a lot that are also been kind of left off as well. So we want to basically just try and keep as much of it kind of on the go as possible.
Yeah.
And having a little bit more of it kind of preserved.
Yeah, because we quite like to do a new song for every gig or something like that to just keep it interesting.
Right, okay.
So we have that big catalogue that I think we just need to start getting down.
Yeah,
Before we kind of lose track of it all.
Yeah. That's the thing, there's songs right from the beginning which have stayed all the way through.
Yeah.
But then there's other ones which have, despite positive feedback, we've not wanted to keep repeating. So there might be some songs that we've not played for a year or two.
Yeah.
But we want to try and, although we'll be recording new stuff, we want to try and get as much of our stuff recorded as possible.
Well, dear listeners, you can rest assured that whenever that summertime single drops, you can hear it right here on Little Alternative. Massive thanks to both Innes and Hamish for coming in. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Great, thanks.
You've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.